Okay, we need to learn a blot gemara. We learn a blot gemara. We're up to Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hamafkid Peides Eitz Chaveda. Reuven stored some peides by Shimon. Afilu hein avudin, even though it's decomposing, it's starting to rot. La yiga behen, you're not allowed to touch them. Reb Shimon, it's not yours. Shimon ben Gamliel, I'm a no. Meichran bifnei bezin. Go get an assessor to come in and value what the fruits are worth and sell it. Because what's the point as time goes on? The fruits will decay further and further and will be useless. Then itself, use our Shabbos Aveda to the owner. Part of the Shabbos Aveda. Says the Gemara, my time, what Rav Shimon Gamliel says, makes sense. What's the svar of the Tanakhama? Why shouldn't you sell it? Omer of Kahana, the famous saying, Adam Reitze Bekav Shaloi. A person would rather have his own kav, metisha kavim shel chaveri. He'd rather have a little bit of his own than a lot from somebody else. So if I have, you know, the guy would rather have his own fruits, even though they're half rotten, than to have somebody else's money. Hard to understand how that muscle works over here. Why would you want rotten fruits? Initially, you'd want your own thing, but as time goes on, it rots and everything else. Why would you want it? Anyway, Rab Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, Rab Nachman by Yitzchak says, we're assuming here that this kav you yourself picked from the tree, so it's your own effort and your own work. That's right. So you'd rather enjoy the fruits that you picked than fruits that you bought, even though they're better, whatever it is. However, that's one answer. That is the answer of Kahana. Come to Nachman by Yitzchak, and he says, Chayshin, we are worried. Shema Osan, you know why you shouldn't sell it? Because it's possible. Hamafki, the real the owner of the truva, of the tour, took it through a Maisra Mokamachar. Maybe the guy, the owner, relied on this tour to as Truma Maisa because he's eating the rest of his feed to tour here by himself on the table. And therefore, if you're going to go ahead and sell it, it's Truma ready. How can you do that? Because a yid is not allowed to eat truma. Very good. Mason asked a question. Says in the Braisa, "Mafki peid chaveda." If somebody stored by Reuven stored peidus by Shimon, had a zel yiga ben Shimon shouldn't touch it. Leficha, therefore balabayis oisa truma malachad. You balabos can rest assured that nobody's going to touch the fruit, so you can use it as truma ma'isa because it's not going to be sold to zorim. Now, you just said, according to Rav Yitzchak Nachman Yitzchak, that the whole reason why you shouldn't touch it is because he might have made it already truma. The Braisa is Puvaket. Because you're not allowed to touch it, therefore he could make it truma. It's the other way around. Bishleim Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said the reason is because Adon Reitze Bekav Shaloi, Hayne Tone Ficha. Now that we've established this rule that you're not allowed to sell it, so therefore the owner, the Mafkid, can rely that it's still there. Elan Nachman by Yitzchak, who said that the only reason why we say that you shouldn't touch it, you shouldn't sell it, because maybe you already made a truma. So what do you mean, l'ficha, therefore you're allowed to make a truma? L'ficha, what's pshat? My l'ficha? You want a hachi kama? Hashta the Amar Rabbanu loy nazmin. Rabbanu chatchila said you shouldn't sell. We're worried that somebody, a few people, might have made it a truma. The chayshina, we were worried, perhaps maybe somebody did it. So we can make a rule for everybody, and once you make a rule for everybody, then every single mafkil lechatchila can go ahead and use this tefuah as truma ma'ase. Lefich balabayis and truma ma'ase mokam acher. Sorry.
He
knows it's not truma yet. A month later, he gave it to him for 2 months in store because he has a big fridge or whatever it is, and then a few weeks later, his tefuah is ready. So now he said, "Oh, I got tefuah over there. It's easier. I'll just make that a truma, and I'll eat everything in. I have to remember what it's truma." When is the machleik is not mishnah between Tanakam and Shimon Gamliel whether you should sell it or not? Bichdeich sereinen, let it decompose in a natural way, which is a little bit at a time. Avol yoisim bichdeich sereinen, but if what happens, and the next two mishnahs or the next mishnah talk about what's the every single food has a different average, or yeah. So, but if it's more than that average, accelerated, then divrei hakol everyone holds that meichram bebezin you should sell it in the bezin, that's a shavu zaveda. So the Gemara now says l'cheder. Ad Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Vada Pligi. This comment definitely argues Rav Nachman Yitzchak. What did Rav Nachman Yitzchak say? The reason why you cannot touch these two is because maybe it's already truma, and how can you sell it to a yid? You're being machshel then because they cannot eat it. Who cares if it's decomposing and accelerated rate or not? But nobody can eat it anyway. So obviously that this comment of Rav Yechonon cannot agree with Rav Nachman Yitzchak. However, there's machlekes rishonim if Nachman Yitzchak is that is the famous of Nachman that we always have, or is the famous of Nachman by Yaakov? But according to Nachman Yitzchak, But the question is, and the Rav Kahana, when it comes to Rav Kahana, he said, Adam Reitzim Mekavshel, that's why I shouldn't sell it. But you're telling me more, the Chesreini, let us sell it. Lav Davke, they're arguing, maybe it's very compatible. Milema Pligi, I can say, Ki Kama Rav Kahana, when did Rav Kahana say that a person would rather have his own? A little bit. Then somebody else's, if it's a natural decay. Kama. But if it's mamish, they're rotting away, then even he would concede, you know, listen, but have something than nothing. The ratio is 1 to 9, which means you have very little. 1 kav versus 9, it means like 10% or 11%, and I'm happy with that. So why you say that according to everybody you're allowed to sell? Because a person would rather have something decent, but otherwise a kav. And the Gemara, Guz Mebalma, this famous saying that we always talk about, you should know it's merely an exaggeration. You want rather have your own, but not ten, not one to, a ratio of 1 to 10. You know, a ratio of 1 to 2, whatever it may be, but not 1 to 10. So the Gemara,
I don't know, if someone said to me, do you want $100 that you earned, or I'll give you $900 from someone else? There's not a lot of time that I need to think about it.
For me, but the first thing that comes to head is, Gemara says, I like this better. Okay, that's it. Good, okay. Vaiti Gemara. Meisve, I'll ask you another question. It says in the Braise.
Yeah. You
appreciate because your own effort.
The Indian is you put in the effort to achieve it.
You want $1,000 more, but you're not going to feel $1,000.
You don't have the same satisfaction.
Okay, Meisvei asked you a question. Leficha, if a balabai is ois, just in the Braise, now that we've established that the Shimon, the Nifka, is not allowed to touch, so the Reuven, the Mafkid, can rely that it's full still there and go ahead and use it as true Meisa. Says the Gemara, the Leichesh, but how can he lechatchila rely that the tfu is still sitting by Shimon? What happened? Rotted more than the normal state. He doesn't know what's going on there. And if it rotted more than everybody says, he's allowed to sell it. It's a disaster. Maybe it rotted faster than it should have. This is of Ninu, and the Nifkit sold it, and it comes out that you, a month later, decide that you're going to rely on the Tfuah sitting by Shimon. And you're going to use that as a Tfuah, so now that you can eat from your own crop, what happens? Shimon no longer has the Tfuah. Why? It rotted more than it should, and he sold it, so there's nothing there to give truma, so you're going to be eating tevel. Says the Gemara, no, you don't have to worry about that because yosim nechsrein loshkiach. Generally speaking, it doesn't really happen. Fruits don't rot more than they normally should, and therefore, you can rest assured that the Shimon still has it for because you're not allowed to sell it. Quanta chachamim. The Gemara, ve'im mishdakchem. That's the question. What happened to poyla? You just said the poyla did rot more than normal. Then what's it? Then Shimon is allowed to sell it. But Pashas Reuven already made it into truma. How can you sell it? It's truma. How can you sell it? My mizav ninalu. You want to tell me what you can sell it? Maybe he already made it truma. So the Gemara's going to answer. You're right. We are worried that maybe he made it truma. So who can you sell it to? To somebody who's allowed to eat truma. You can only sell it to a kohen, which means you're not going to get the full value of the fruits. If the fruits are worth $100, a kohen only pays $60 or $70 because it's a very small market. There's no demand. Ask the Gemara now that you open up this door.
You're allowed to sell truma.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Yisrael, let's say, Yashin Zaydi, who was a kohen, takes the old truma and sells it to a kohen. But now the obvious question is, according to Nachman Yitzchak, he said, the reason why the Nifkid shouldn't try to sell and save the guy is because the guy is using it as truma, so let him sell to a kohen. But the Gemara, Nachman by Yitzchak, who learned Pshat in the Tanakhama, why you shouldn't sell it is because maybe it became truma. Namin is avninu lekoyinim it made truma. Why doesn't he sell it to a koyin? What's the problem? Says the Gemara. Baha pligi. This is the machlekes. Rabba Bar Bachana, the Sabar. Rabbi Bachana holds that Yoise Mirdech Sainal Shkiach. It very seldom happens that it rots to such a pace. Therefore, the chim, so the Rabbi Bachana paskin, you can go ahead and sell it. The chim mishtakar, in other words, because if it happened, it must take a long time. So let's say a while later, it must have happened a long time later. It's so seldom that it happens, it must happen a long time later. In the interim, the guy, definitely the Balabayas, if he would have relied and done truma, he would have done it way before it rotted, because it doesn't happen often that it rots. It rots, it must take him months. And the Balabayas definitely would have used it already to what? As truma for his tevel. So now, the Balabayas, when he relied on it, he was 100% okay. And now, could be the Balabas relied on it. What are you going to do? The Nifkid, who are you going to sell to? He sell it to Kainim, no problem. But according to Nachum Yitzchak, it happens quite often that it rots a lot more. And therefore, even though you'll sell it to Kainim, we have another concern. The Balabayas is going, a couple of weeks later, is going to go ahead and you rely that this Tvua is still sitting by the Nifkid and use it as Tvua, when in fact, it was already sold. Because according to Nachum Yitzchak, it happens quite often and quickly. And so therefore, we're not so much worried about selling it to a Koyin, we're more worried about the Balabayas is going to rely on it, thinking that it's still sitting by Shimon, when in fact it isn't. And why isn't it? Because it rots pretty quickly sometimes. If you put it in the wrong place, in the wrong shed, you know, whatever, it rots very quickly. If it's moist, the place you stored it is moist and dry. So therefore, according to Rabbi Baruch Hanna, if there's a problem, there's Abnin and Lukainim, and we sell it. However, Nach Mitzchak Sava, Yesem, Lech, Shrein, and Mishkash, is very common. The Chihavelu, La Altu, the Havelu, if it happens, no, but something doesn't happen at all. But if it happens, it happens very quickly because it's in the wrong place. The E Amr, that we're going to tell you, say to the Nifkid, no problem. Nizam Ninu, sell it. Zimnin, the Kodim of Mazmul, sell it. The Chi Ovid Lubalabai is through Maizmak Macha, La Yadu de Zavna. He doesn't realize that you already sold it. Vikachotivli, Mazin Tabul. Okay, Mace, last another question. It says in the Braise, Amavkid paid his Eitzel Chaveda, Reuven stored paid his by Shimon. The Hikivui and the Paytas all rotted. Or Yayin, you gave the stored wine. The Hechmitz, it turned sour. Or Shemen, oil, the Hivish, and it dried up. Or Dvash, honey, the Hivish, it lost the taste of the honey. It became decomposed. Rashi the Hechmitz. It decomposed. I'm not sure how honey. Does honey go off? Honey stays, preserves. Yeah, but you can just you can crack it and get into the thing.
So it's not crystallized properly. Yeah, you can use it again. You can boil it, but it's not the same.
But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that. What do you mean, behidvish? Rashi says yotze tam devshonoi vehechmis. Maybe there's date honey. First of all, you know, we're all talking about bee honey. Maybe you're talking about date honey. Date honey maybe doesn't go off. In fact, this year is the first time I had date honey for Rosh Hashanah. It's unbelievable. Very nice.
Silan.
You know, the machlek. Some people say, you know, eat bee honey. So anyway, so the mach medaf could have date honey.
Why?
Others would say only should have sugar.
Why? Because
it might be little pieces of the bees, you know, get stuck in honey. Even though it might be a little piece of wings. It's a big chumrah.
And they don't say little bird, whatever.
Yeah, but not if you can see it. If you eat
it, strain it, whatever is there is not going to be visible.
So I guess they argue very hard to strain. Yeah, it's a chumrah. Truth is, I don't know anybody who doesn't need bee honey. Some people mach me to have dafka hechsher and so on.
But
anyway, getting back here, Rashi says it decomposes.
If you import honey from overseas, one of the things the Australian quarantine requires is you have to show that it's been strained and filtered. If it's raw honey, unfiltered.
You mean beehive, wax, the wax itself?
No, just even the actual honey, but if it hasn't been filtered and certain centrifuges are strained.
And in the Western world, they don't all do it?
Mostly they do, but some people have this thing, they want raw honey.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. Anyway, in all of these cases, don't touch. Doesn't matter if it's going off. Don't touch. No, we have to help out the guy. Why selling a bezin? Because you should save the guy his honey or wine. But when you sell it, don't sell it to yourself, because then people will always be suspicious. You have to be seen to be doing the right thing. don't sell to yourself. Similarly, if you don't have any poor people to distribute to, part in lachedim, let's say you have money and you don't have anyone to give it to give it to, so what you do is you change it. Let's say the copper and silver. Copper used to, you know, congeal. Change it to silver coins, but don't do it yourself. Important lots, but never do it for yourself. Gabai tamchu. People used to collect food. Have these food, you know, they have now these big things now. You know, they leftover food. They go to all the restaurants. They pick up a food bank.
So gabai in Turek. I never saw a gabai tzedakah who couldn't find any ani.
Gabai tamchu, a gabai of the food. Bisman she'ain lehem anim lechalik, and food is perishable. What do you do? Moichrin lachin, sell it to others. But they moichrin latzman, never sell it to yourself. No, you say it's worth $50. I want the food tonight.
I'll pay the tzedakah fund and I'll take the food.
No matter how honest you are, people are going to say, oh, you probably paid yourself less.
A bit on the side.
Exactly. And you have to be seen to be doing the right thing. Exactly. Now, Mia, what are we telling me? We learned, however, pay this shehi kivu, fruit that rotted away, my love. It seems from here, it doesn't give any limits. It seems from here, afilu, yes, and even though they might have decomposed altogether, do not touch it. It seems the halacha is like, so what did Rabbi Yechanan say, that if it decomposed more, then everyone is moida, you sell it. Seems clearly you don't sell it. Says the Gemara, loy, no. We're talking here, we're only the natural decomposing. That's it. Natural decay. Looks at other example that gives you wine that's kind of sour. That's fatal. Or shemen vihivish, that's dried up. Or dvash vihidvish, that's all fatal. This is not the natural the decay. This is like, it's useless. The yesim dechsarinu, these are all yesim dechsarinu, and it's bunched together with peidah shekivu. No. Shiny honey. These are very different. These are different. You know why? Kivin the kum. Wine, all of these things, once it came sour, that's it. It doesn't come more sour. Fruits continuously decompose. So these three are in a very different kettle of fish. Wine, oil, and honey. Once it decomposed, it doesn't go any further. So therefore, it's different than a peidi. A peidi continuously, even if it decomposes a lot, it can still decompose. There's no limit how much. It just continues and continues and continues the process. So it's different. Hani, keep the cum. Shemen, feeding marinas. So what are you telling me? Sell it. What are you going to sell? Oil that dried up, or honey that's useless, or wine that's sour. What are you going to do with it? So we'll go through each one. Shemen vihivish, dvash vihivish, lemai chazi. What can you do with it? You can sell it to who? So the answer is shemen. You know what you do with oil that doesn't have any taste? Chazi legaldoi. Tanners, they can use it to smooth things out. Dvash, honey. Lichtisha de gamle, the backs of the humps of the camel. You place things on it, so you smear it with this, like Vaseline. That's what this honey is, like Vaseline. Has no taste anymore. V'chachomim, oimrim, v'chachomim say, oysel lehem takona. It says in the Braise, chachomim say, not like a mayor, you don't do anything. Chachomim say, no, do something. Umoichem bezens. There's two steps here. Make a takana and sell the business. Not say sell the business, make a takana. What's this takana business? My takanta overlay. What do you mean a takana? What are you going to do? Says the Gemara, Omer Avashi lekankanim. The takana is we need to save the barrels. The wine is fafal. You're saying, let's fix up the takana. Takana means we're fixing it up. What are you fixing up? With the wine, what's chilek you sell today? You sell in 3 months. You just said, kivin the kum. A wine, once it's sour, it's sour. So what's the hurry? Oh, go do takana. What's a takana?
It'll ruin the
barrel itself. Exactly. The barrel will be ruined. The Gemara says, "But my kamifki." So what's the machleik? The mayor and abonon. Since you're saying everyone is made by paidus, that if it's more than the chesrein, you can sell it, and only if the chesrein, that is one of the mayors that you don't sell it. Chom say you sell it. What are you arguing? Ma'asav lehefsim rube chashu lehefsim rube chashu. If it's more than chesrein, you got to sell. But a hefsid muir, for example, only deich sarin, you don't have to worry about it. No, but a barrel, the barrel is also, the wine is fafal. There's no point, there's no rush there because the wine is fafal. It's the barrel. But the barrel is also only deich sarin. So the mayor says, no rush. Like in our Mishnah, even the chesreinan, you can save the guy, help the guy out. Hashem says, no, Hashem is a Veda, try to sell it. Rabbi Yechon says, Well, Rabbi Yechon comes in. Rabbi Yechon already said that Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon come mockum every. We had so many places. Come mockum every time. Shoshana Rab Shimon Gamil Misha Sen Lachem Moisei. The halacha is over that Rishbak. Why does Rabbi Yechon have to paskin that the halacha over here that Shimon Gamil sell it when Rabbi Yechon gave a universal rule that a stam that every time the Misha says Shimon Gamil, the halacha was like him. Chutzak, see exceptions by Orev and by Tzedon and by Raya Achreina, which will have a synergy. So what do you have to mention? Every Maya Baroni, Rabbi Yechon, two Amoraim, that in the name of Rabbi Yechon, one Amora holds that it's a general rule Rabbi Yechon said everywhere that the halach is like him, and Rabbi Abba doesn't agree with that rule. Says the Gemara, Rab Shimon Gamliel Nishma from Shimon Gamliel, we can see from Rab Shimon Gamliel's rule says you have to try to help a guy out. And if it's riding away, even though normal state, sell it. You can learn from another thing. The Mayridin Korev Lenichse Shavu Medarabon. If a guy was kidnapped, he has no one to tend to his field, we are going to send a relative down to help the guy out and to save his field. And who we're going to send is somebody who's rode to Yashin, so he has a vested interest in maintaining the quality of the field, and he won't be lazy because ultimately it might end up with him. So obviously he's going to put in keiches and everything else. We'll soon see the machlekes. Maroyim, tanoim. What did Abshima say? You got to help the guy out. However, midrabbanon who say don't sell it, nishma the emor reading kol nichshavim. Rabbanon seems you don't send down any relatives there, and if it rats, it rats. Who cares? If anyone of my, what's the comparison? What's the link between the two? Maybe Dilma at Kanle Ka Omar Abshim and Gamliel Hoch. You know what Shimon says over here, you can sell the fruits, Mishum the Kokalya Karne, because eventually it's going to get rotten completely, you can't do anything with it. And once an apple's rotten, what can you do with it? Nothing. So therefore he says, why don't you sell it now while it still has some value? Aval Hoss, in the case of a field, let's say you do nothing with a field and it becomes fallow and terrible. You go back, you can rework the field, put some more soil on it, and start to fill up again. But maybe in the field you don't send anybody down. You could always, it's never kal yakarna. Kal yakarna means that you completely get destroyed. It never completely decimated. At kan like says no rai what he would hold in the case of a field. And fakert at kan like kami rabban hachi. No way rabban says you shouldn't sell el ikar of kahana. Either the virgin of kahana because adam writes to be kav shaloi or ikar of nachem by yitzchak who said that maybe the guy used it for truma and or the guy is going to use it for truma and he thinks that it's still sitting there. Aval hosam over here in the case of a field. Maybe the rabban amayde we have nothing to lose. Hachi nami de maridin. Why don't you send the family members down? They should go and work the field. The memra. So what are you trying to tell me? There's no link between the case of the fruits that are rotting with the case of sending down a relative to the field. The trade time and in. You want to tell me the two separate reasons at nichsei shavui and our mishnah fruits and nothing and nothing in common between them. And the same Shmuel said, "My reading korev lenichse shavui." He paskel shingam by the fruits. He sell it in order to help the guy out, and he paskel send a relative down to the field. Lav mishum the chataimu isn't because they're both arguments are linked together. So they're like, no, today time meninu two disparate arguments. And hachi nam mistab effects it makes sense. Rava says that loch like a chamim in our mishnah that why that you don't touch the fruits, and yet Rav Nachman said ma'irid in korv nixay shavu. You do send down a relative to the estate of somebody who was captured, kidnapped. Elishmamino trei timing in elishmamino is a raya. That two separate timing is a good raya. Two separate machlekes. Now that you brought in introduced the machlekes, let's focus on it a little bit. Itma we learned shavui shenishba, somebody who was kidnapped or taken captive. Rav Amar Rav says ain my reading korav l'nechasav. You do not send down anyone, a stranger or even as a relative, into somebody else's field. Shmuel Amar my reading korav l'chasav. You do send down somebody. Now the Gemara explains. If they heard that the guy was taken captive and then he was killed, then kuli alma le pligi de maridin. Everyone will agree that what that you do send somebody down, and even turned out to be the rumor was false, and the original owner comes back. This guy is no worse than a sharecropper, where he's entitled to a half, a third, or a quarter. We'll see in Bamsila a different minhagim. He's entitled to a certain amount, and the balance he pays back to Balabas. And a sharecropper works a field, and he, as if it's his own field, and he's entitled to a share of the profits. So nothing is going to go awry over here.
to get it back to the Yerushim.
No, no, no. If the man, the owner, if it turns out to be the no, we're only sending the Yerushim there. If the guy Taka dies, he's the Yerush. And if the guy is alive, so he's no worse than a sharecropper. And a sharecropper is works in the field, he's entitled to a certain amount, the rest he gets to the guy. So we have nothing to lose, everything to gain. Meanwhile, it's taking care of your field. And you'll make money. Keep pligi b'shaloi shamash mes. What happened? They didn't hear the guy died. They heard everything captive. Does that give us license to go and send and trespass and work on the field or not? Rav Amar Eimaridin. Why does Rav say Eimaridin? Because Dilma Mafsul maybe won't take care of the field properly. Because since he didn't hear the guy died, he's a bit lazy. Well, I'm going to work so hard in his field for what? What are, is he going to compensate me? He's like a stingy guy over there. He won't give me a reward. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says no Eimaridin. Shmuel says you do. Kivan Dama Mar. Why? Because since we said that even if you didn't hear rumor the guy died, if I walk into your field and I take care of your field, I am treated like a sharecropper, which means I do get a share of the profits. So I have a vested interest to work hard. He'll take care of the field and he won't ruin the field. I'll ask you a question. So Rav says that you don't send somebody down. The Shmuel says you do if you didn't hear that he died. Makes like a question. Rabbi Lezer says, "Mash mash enemet." It says in pasuk that I will be so upset, and I will kill you, and your wives will remain almanas. If you bring your children to Moloch, I'll be so upset. And then the pasuk says that what? I will kill you, and your wives will remain almanas. The obvious question is: if I kill you, automatically the women are widows. What do you have to spell it out for? I would already know that the wives are almanas. Why did the pasuk spell out and so on? They're going to be a lebedik almana. In other words, on one hand, they know they're almanas, but they can't prove it, and they can never get remarried. So like an aguna, they menichin oisim, and we don't let them. What about orphans? Uvenayim roitzin ladies have in. They want a gashin, but they menichin oisim. What do we see clear from here? That if the father is not back, even the and could be he died. Rumor has it that he died. You cannot walk into the field, or even no rumor. You cannot walk into the field. It's a charaya to Rav, not to Shmuel. Omar Rav said, Rav, leided v'limkatanan. What we mean, what we're holding back, what's the punishment? Of course you're allowed to walk in the field and work. You're like a sharecropper. But we're not going to allow you is to sell the field. Because that you're not a Yodish. A Yodish owns the field, whatever he wants. But you can't. Because we don't know. That's what David's punishment would be. Tanan, we learned, havi uvda ben Edoi, an incident happened in Edoi. And Rav Sheish has learned from Amish, Chacham say you're not allowed to sell the fruit. So he also wanted to link it to also what? That you're not allowed to walk into somebody's field without permission. So Rav Amram says, no. In our Mishnah, what don't we allow him to do? To sell the fruits. So we won't allow the guy, the Yiddish, to go into the field and sell the field. But why can't we allow him to go in and work the field? And let it be like a sharecropper. So chase the back, famous saying. Dilma be Pumpadisa. You must come from a city called Pumpadisa. Because the papa's from there. The Mai and Robert, the Mailin and Pila be Kupa de Machta. You can continuously put elephants through the eyes of needles. In other words, you guys have such krumasvaras, where you try to kvetch everything into the braises. And why so krum? Because our dumya dinashay same ubenang tani. Just like a woman, forget that it's been the same. When it comes to a woman, when she say she's a married woman, but we don't know if her husband is dead or not, or rumor has that he's dead, but she can't marry. What could she do now? Nothing. So when we say that the children can't walk into the field, what do we mean can't walk into the field? What can they do there? Nothing. Don't tell me that they can work the field like an artist, but they cannot sell it. Because when it comes to, we're comparing the yasim to the woman, to the almana. It's like almana can't do anything regarding marriage. So to be here. This idea of whether you can walk into the field of the Shavuot is a machlekes tanoim. First, you had a machlekes Rav Shmuel. It's actually a machlekes tanoim. What's a machlekes? The Tanya, we learned how you ate a little Shavuot. You walk into the guy's field of a Shavuot, someone is captured. You do not take it away from him. You let him stay there. If you heard that the Balabas is tak alive and is coming back, the Kodim Vitolos, your Chevron. Man, you went quickly and you harvested the whole field. You ate the crop. Good on you. good on you. Because you're a sadis, you're a oddis, you're a sharecropper, you have a right to. The elu hay nichse shvuyin, what's the definition of nichse shvuyin? That we say that you're allowed to walk into, you have to be a yodish. How do you show your oviv, your father, or your achiv, or your brother, or your echad min hamayrishin? It has to be somebody yashin. We need to make sure that you're going to work hard. If it's a fremde guy, you're not going to work hard because the guy comes back, you lose everything. So why would you do it? But if it's a yodish, there's a 50-50 chance that you're going to yash in the fields, so you're going to put effort into it. Holchulim is a yam. They went overseas. V'shamu ben shemayim. Talking about you heard that they died. When we heard that they died, you are the only ones we put in as a yodish because you're going to work very hard because you think the guy's not coming back. It's my field. Hayoyde l'nichsei netushim. What about if you go into a field of netushim? We'll soon see what netushim are. Might see an ice from yodi. There you had no right to walk in and you take yodi. We'll soon see what netushim are. The Eluhei Nichse Netushim. What's a Netushim? Netushim means pull away from you. What do you mean Netushim? How to show your Ovi Voy Echel 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 Echel. You didn't hear that they died. There was a good chance they're coming back. So this follows the opinion of Rav that says we don't allow you to go in because since you're not going to yashin it, you're not going to put keich in it. In fact, you're going to ruin everything. Better leave it alone than to makala. However,
eventually he'll yashin it. So
you know, but the guy's a lot. Why? A guy can sell it. I heard.
Yashin the money.
Sorry.
Then he'll yashin the profits.
Yeah, but he might gamble it away. There's no guarantees in life. You know how many court cases there are where the children are taking their parents to court for whittling away the yerusha. And unfortunately, you have cases of the tzedakah, you know, giving away too much tzedakah and all that. I heard shahanetushim kishvuyin. I disagree. I hold that the tushim is like shvuyin, which means that even though you didn't hear he died, if you're a yodish, you're allowed to walk in because you're a sharecropper. So that's enough incentive for you to work hard. Obed, this where I'll be moida. Hayoyde lenichse ritushim. If you go into a field of ritushim, we'll soon see what that means in a minute. The tushim, we're going to see that with the owner forsaken. He wasn't taken captive where, you know, he had no chance to tell him about it. He just walked away. So if the owner walked away, means the whole thing's like Hefke, doesn't care about it, and he didn't tell anybody, he's a rai, he doesn't want anyone in his field, doesn't trust anybody. Otherwise, you went away on a trip, you knew you were going away, why didn't you prepare anything? Why didn't you hire somebody? You know, you knew the harvest is coming, it's time to go some cherry picking soon, why didn't you tell anybody to come? Obviously, you don't want to. You don't trust anybody. And they went away. Nobody captured them. Nobody kidnapped them. They went on their own. And we don't know. So therefore, so why are them, if it's your Maidish, but he was taken captive. But we didn't hear any rumors that he died. We call them Nitushim, forsaken. And a guy walks away voluntarily, become Ritushim. They both mean the same thing. So we answered, Nitushim is the Baal Korchach. Nitushim means it was taken away from you against your will. You were taken captive. The Chesiv we find by Shemitah, where it says over there, comes the year of Shemitah, Vashviyas, Tishmatana, Unitashta, in the field. Who takes away the field from you? That's not your choice. Avka'ata, the Malka. The Eivir takes away from you. So Machlek is Achreini, whether you have it's incumbent upon you to make it Hefker, because that's the Eivir she wants, or it's automatically Hefker. How do we understand Shemitah Hefker? But either way, you have no Breda. It's forced. It's foisted upon you. Mashengin ritushim is the medaiton. It's willingly. The chesiv. It says in the pasuk that aim abonim roicha. In case of war, there says that aim abonim roicha. The mother went away from it, deserted her children. That was her own choice. The Tana we learned v'kulam shamilem ka'aris, that if you walk in, there's a comment there that if you walk in, you'll get paid as a sharecropper. Now, this comment on which of these cases are we talking about? Are we talking about the cases of nitushim, ritushim? Which one is it? So we'll see you tomorrow, Mitzvah.